That's why we can be so sure that every detail in our lives of love for God is worked into something good. You may be very familiar with this last verse as translated in the NIV. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. We live in a world of death and decay, but we also live in Christ and have the Holy Spirit within us as a foretaste of future glory. We are to look beyond this life to God, not just looking at the consequences of our sin, but seeing the power of God's mercy and love. In the passage in Romans 8, Paul talks about us going through it like labor pains, noting the difficult times of pain throughout the world are simply birth pangs. And then he goes on to say that waiting does not diminish us any more than waiting diminishes a pregnant mother. And he says, we are enlarged in the waiting. As we long to be released from sin and suffering, we wait with eager hope, growing in anticipation. The central theme of our lives is hope, not despair. A hope which we can remind and we can encourage one another. A hope that we can then share with others. Even though we walk through the darkest valley, we need not fear evil, for He is with us. Let's pray. Father, acknowledge that this is a difficult topic, and know that I've only scratched the surface. I pray, Lord, that You would forgive us for doubting who You are, for not trusting that, yes, You are great, yes, You are good. Lord, thank You for the incredible love You have for us, and for how You have come and You have conquered evil. Lord, when the oceans rise and the thunders roar, may we soar with You above the storm. For You are King over the flood. May we be still and know that You are God. In Your name, amen.